actually had a long conversation with Luke about beards last year.
Luke can't grow a beard.
Right, he can't grow a beard. Where would you place yours?
One.
One?
Yeah.
I mean, I got a couple of friends that play on the team, you know, and play somebody else other than our defense. You know, I love Luke, but to see him in the A-gap every once in a while, I'm like, I'd be happy to hit somebody else, a different color.
You ever think back at how life has changed?
It's hard not to just, it's really cool thinking about it, and it's really humbling, too, just to think about my specific path how I got here.
Do you ever raise your voice?
Raise my voice? At home, not here.
What causes it?
I'm a pretty chill, relaxed guy pretty much all the time.
And I've always had a chip on my shoulder, you know, just from being where I'm from and how I've came to this point. So I always take it like that, and I'm always treating myself as if I am the underdog.
Who's the best girlfriend
team? I think D.A. is. I don't know what I'm saying myself. We've only played once together, played 9 holes. We got rained out after that. He was beating me by 1 through 9. So I'll give it to him right now.
Have you taken a ride in Stewart's Oregon car?
I heard about that. You know, I haven't got in it yet, but you know, it Stu's unique. I'm not gonna say I would do that. If I got it for free, I'll take it. But I wouldn't spend my own money to go do that.
The only one I remember is because I remember tackling him, but I remember it hurting really bad. So I don't know if it's because I hit him or he hit me so hard. It's probably because he hit me so hard. It was Wes Walker when he was at Miami. It was early in my career. I did tackle, push Hester out of bounds. I was kind of happy about that one.